Welcome to the Dior land of fairy tales. The Enchanted Gallery. The atmosphere in the neighborhood that evening was one of fun and festivity. The children ran from street to street on the hunt for delicious delights. In their night fairy costumes, Ambra and her big sister Albany knocked on the door of a house whose windowsill was covered with carved pumpkin heads. "Trick or treat!" they cried in unison. Impressed by their disguises, the neighbor gave them a whole handful of candy and wished them a happy Halloween. This year, Albany had once again outdone herself. She had made two long dresses edged with black lace, as well as a pair of twisting magic wands. The sisters stood out among the witches, vampires, werewolves, and other ghostly creatures. Back home, Ambra jumped into bed and examined her sugary harvest. Albany, however, was already thinking up their future Halloween outfits. "Next year, you could be the Queen of Darkness in a dress adorned with raven feathers. I will be a haunted puppet. I will have cobwebs hanging from my wrists and ankles, and I will wear a bubblegum pink dress like the one I saw at La Galerie Dior." Her big sister told her for the thousandth time about her incredible visit to the couturier's gallery. Her words lulled Ambra to sleep, with a stomach full of sweets and a head full of magic. She slipped into a wonderful dream that began on a busy street. Clad in her pajamas, she walked as if her legs knew exactly where they were going. Then, stepping into the foyer of a beautiful building, she found herself at the bottom of a huge white staircase. Suddenly, she heard, "Hurry! You have to get ready for the ball!" Ambra immediately recognized her sister's voice and rushed up the stairs to find her. On the way up, she gazed admiringly into a gigantic glass case, inside which miniature dresses like those of her dolls were displayed. Upon reaching the top floor, she hesitated for a few seconds. Two routes were available to her. Ambra had just decided to take the hallway on the right when a voice rang out again.
"Ahem. The other way, please, young lady."
Ambra turned round and discovered a coat standing up all by itself. It leaned forward courteously, sweeping its sleeve in a graceful movement.
"Let me introduce myself. I am Zigzag, your guide."
"A talking coat!" Ambra gasped.
"I am a Christian Dior creation, and it is my job to find you an outfit for tonight's ball. Please do not dawdle."
The coat began to float in the air like a phantom. He indicated for Ambra to follow him. They arrived in a room containing dresses that seemed to have come straight out of a fairy tale. Ambra walked towards one of them, her hand stretching out to touch the silky fabric.
Here, we only touch with our eyes, young lady."
It was at that point that two new voices could be heard.
"And how do you expect to find the perfect outfit for her if she can't even touch it?"
"Yes, indeed. If she can't even touch it, how are you going to find the perfect outfit for her?"
Ambra glanced up to see two shoes sitting on a shelf. They jumped down onto the ground in front of the little girl. Zigzag crossed his sleeves over his chest and announced,
"I present to you right foot and left foot, the Jadior pumps."
As usual, left foot spoke first.
"You can count on us to find you your ball gown."
"Yes, indeed. To find your ball gown, you can count on us,"
Rightfoot confirmed.
"Now that the team is complete, we can get down to business,"
Zigzag declared. To Ambra's astonishment, the coat and pumps moved from room to room. She would have liked to take her time to admire every corner of the gallery, but they soon arrived in front of a new door. Zigzag entered first, followed by the shoes. When the little girl went in, she found an imposing mirror covering a large part of the wall. The coat asked her to stand in the center of the room. Then he clapped his sleeves together and called out,
"Bring in the creations!"
The pumps each grabbed a side of curtain and pulled it open. 10 splendid dresses made their entrance. They circled around Ambra, flying through the air. She watched them pass before her eyes, captivated by their loveliness. "They are all so beautiful that I don't know which one to choose." The pumps burst out laughing, and Zigzag chuckled, shrugging his shoulder pads. "What did I say that was so funny?"
"You do not choose the dress, young lady. The dress chooses you," Zigzag replied.
"And how does that happen?"
"You don't have to do anything. It's magic," Leftfoot said.
"Yes, indeed. It's magic. You don't have to do anything,"
Rightfoot confirmed. And so began an unusual ceremony. The dresses presenting themselves one by one in front of the little girl. Surprisingly, they each had different personalities. One of them displayed great confidence by dramatically twirling her skirt. Another, shyer one, made a simple curtsy before returning to her place in the circle. Yet another performed a spectacular leap and almost landed on Ambra's head. When all the dresses had finished their routine, the lights in the fitting room went out and the mirror lit up. In it, Ambra saw her reflection. She was no longer in her pajamas, but was wearing one of the 10 designs. A fuchsia silk dress embroidered with golden feathers. On her feet were pretty matching shoes, while a pink satin ribbon adorned her carefully arranged hair. The pumps clicked their heels as they said, "A very good choice."
"Yes, indeed. The choice is indeed a very good one,"
Zigzag spoke.
"You are almost ready for the ball."
"Almost?" Ambra asked. The immense mirror that occupied the back wall suddenly started to ripple, like the surface of a lake. Silhouettes of trees with gnarled and leafless branches appeared. Rising on the tips of their roots, they passed through the mirror and took their place in the darkness of the salon. A crow perched on a branch uttered a mournful croak as a cluster of bats darted away. Lanterns shaped like pumpkins appeared in turn, illuminating the room with their flickering glow. In the darkness, Ambra thought she saw 2 glowing eyes staring at her. Frightened by this sudden sight, she was getting ready to run away when she heard,
"You are almost ready for the ball."
It was Albany. She was costumed as a haunted puppet, wearing a bubblegum pink dress with cobwebs hanging from her wrists and ankles. She took her little sister's hand and spun her around. And with that, Ambra's dress transformed. The fuchsia silk turned deep purple, and the gold embroidered feathers took on the appearance of inky black, real raven feathers. Leaning against a trunk, Zigzag said to the little girl,
"What a splendid queen of darkness! Now, young lady, you are ready for the Halloween ball."
Music ran out in the salon, which had been transformed into a ballroom. The pumps and Zigzag took their place in the center and began to waltz. One by one, Guests emerge through the mirror to join them. Werewolves, ghosts, scarecrows, witches, vampires and skeletons danced rhythmically before the sisters' amazed eyes. Then they too stepped onto the dance floor and waltzed together in celebration of this annual festival of monsters. The following morning, Umbra woke with a smile on her face. She excitedly recalled her dream and the enchanted gallery and couldn't wait for the next Halloween to feast on sweet treats and wear her Queen of Darkness dress. The end.